The Alaska Railroad is riding out tough times. The state-owned railroad has seen revenue drop substantially, according to Railroad President and CEO Bill O'Leary. The decline has largely been driven by losses in its primary freight hauling business.
Just on a tonnage basis, by about 44% since 2010.
O'Leary says the decline reflects loss of a contract for transport of petroleum products after Flint Hills shuttered its North Pole refinery in 2014. He says the railroad's freight business has also taken two other major hits.
The drop in export coal tonnage, where we would take coal from the Yucabeli mine in Healy and take it down to Seward for export to places like Chile, Korea, and Japan. The other area we had experienced growth in that has, of course, since fallen off was supporting North Slope activity.
O'Leary says combined, the freight losses have dragged down net earnings, which had ranged between $10 and $14 million in previous years.
We're anticipating net earnings of in the $4 to $4.5 million range. So, you know, as those freight drop in freight tonnage have been going on, we've done our best to shed cost that goes along with that. That's been extraordinarily difficult of late here, and we've sort of reached some level of diminishing returns on that.
O'Leary says the railroad has reduced the number of trains it operates and cut daily freight service between Anchorage and Fairbanks from 7 to 5 days per week. He notes that passenger numbers are a bright spot, up 22% since 2010.
Alaska is viewed as an exotic but safe destination, and the railroad really is kind of a key piece of many people's activities coming to when they come to Alaska.
O'Leary says passenger numbers are the best the Alaska Railroad has experienced in its history. He says the railroad is also refocusing on new revenue areas, including real estate ventures on its substantial land holdings, noting a new Anchorage condominium development announced last week.